is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. There we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains in Studio A. Information's on the website. You may listen to USAPrepares.com on the internet, and you may also listen on your phone. Alex is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, right here on GCN. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there's a link to your instructors on the website. So if you would like to contact him or her, just go to the bottom of page one, USAPrepares.com, and your instructors are there. Just click on it, click on the link, and it'll take you to their website. Wow, what a great meetup we had last night. John Reagan. John Reagan presented his usual bad news about the economy. He's got an impish smile. You're going to get a chance to see that at the Get Prepared Expo. We defeated the Blue Way right here in Missouri and Arkansas, another Agenda 21 land use confiscation and confiscation grab. Class, all it takes is naming the names and pointing out the individuals who are greedy, corrupt, and trying to steal the use of our land and our wealth. Just point them out, tell people about them, put their names and numbers on your website, and it really goes a long way. We defeated the Blue Way. Jason Carpenter was on stage last night. He was talking about organic gardening. He's a member of the class who has risen to become an instructor. He's going to be on the radio with us as soon as we can triple the speed of the mute button. He is a really interesting person. He's got a lot of humor, but we're going to have to censor some of it. Today, Dr. Patrick Vickers is with us. He hails from the country of Mexico. He's obtained his undergraduate degrees from the University of Wisconsin. He received his doctorate in chiropractic from New York Chiropractic College. He was a friend of Charlotte Gerson and the last living daughter of Dr. Max Gerson, MD. He was a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Dr. Albert Schweitzer called him one of the most eminent geniuses in medical history, and he was murdered in 1959. And he still, even after his death, remains the most censored doctor in the history of medicine. And why? Because he was virtually reversing every degenerative disease known to man, including terminal cancer. Class, cancer, you know, is everywhere. We have more cancer now than ever. And I'm looking at a chart, and it looks like for this year, about 850,000 men will be diagnosed with cancer. Women, 805,000. About 1,650,000. In 2013. Dr. Patrick Vickers is with us. Welcome, Dr. Patrick Vickers.
Hi, Vincent. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, the numbers are staggering. I'm looking at a map, Dr. Vickers. It's from the American Cancer Society, Facts and Figures, and it's got the estimation of the amount of cancers or the number of cancer cases expected by the states, by state by state, in 2013. And it looks like California wins the prize at 171,000. Texas, not far behind, 112,000. Florida, 118,000. And then the Rust Belt, Michigan, 57,000. Illinois, 66,000. Ohio, 66,000. It's everywhere. Pennsylvania, 79,000. New York, New York State, 108,000. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and those numbers are probably actually bigger than what they're quoting, but it's getting more and more rampant, and what we've seen in our clinic over the last generation, we've seen more and more people coming in at younger and younger ages, which is frightening to say the least.
Yeah, I was looking at some of those numbers. It's unbelievable. Young children with all kinds of cancers. When I was a child, I only knew one person, just one person when I was growing up that was young, maybe an eighth grader, who had cancer and died from it. It was leukemia, but just one. Now it's in absolutely every family. I'm not saying leukemia is in every family, but I'm saying I don't know a single family that doesn't have some relative that has cancer. Not one. Do you?
No. I don't know one family that hasn't been affected by it. And like you, when I was younger, I only knew one child also had leukemia. And that was the only child that I ever knew that had cancer. And now it runs rampant, and there are all these different cancers. And like I said, it's just getting worse and worse. You know, in the beginning, around 1900, they said one out of every 60 people, maybe one out of every 100 got cancer back around 1900. Today, we're looking at one out of every two, one out of every three that are going to get cancer in their lifetime, and that's just outrageous. And it's no mystery. I mean, all you have to do is look around and see what's happened between 1900 and now, and you can look at the Industrial Revolution and every chemical and poison we've belched into our air, food, and our water, and your answer lies right there. And so the way to reverse these diseases and prevent them, because the prevention is the cure, is through proper diet, detoxification, and supplementation, and then various other procedures that we're doing at our clinic. But no, the rate of cancer is just going through the roof, and it's very sad.
Dr. Patrick Vickers, we're delighted that you're going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. That's going to be July 19, 20, and 21, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Let me ask you this. If people are interested in learning a treatment or a series of treatments for cancer, will they be able to talk to you one-on-one at the expo? I know you're going to be with us for 3 days. Will they have time to talk to you one-on-one?
Well, when I'm not lecturing, I'll be at our table, where we'll have our literature on the Gerson therapy. And I'll have time there to meet with people and talk with them and, you know, try to dispense as much advice as I possibly can. So if people want to come up to the table there and speak with me, yeah, I'd be more than happy to, you know, give my 2 cents on what route they need to take.
Well, I think you're going to be busy. I really mean that because I'm thinking about, you know, some of the other expos that we've had, and every one of the instructors has been, you know, surrounded by questions. There's so many questions that people have, and I'm so glad that you're going to be with us to dispense your advice, opinions, and thoughts on treatment. I really, and expertise, I'm really delighted. So let's talk about this. How did Dr. Gerson come up with, should you want to talk about first introducing Dr. Gerson, and then we'll talk about how did he come up with his therapies?
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Gerson was a German medical doctor. As you said in your introduction there, Albert Schweitzer, Nobel Peace Prize winner Albert Schweitzer, called him the greatest genius in medical history. And Gerson really literally was a mathematical genius. Before you went into university back around 1900 in Germany, you had to pass an exit exam out of high school. And on his exit exam, his calculus professor put a question on there that he'd never seen before. But he managed to come up with such an elaborate solution that his teacher couldn't even tell him whether it was right or wrong. So she sent it to all the top university math professors in Germany at that time, and every single one of them wrote back to her saying, we have a mathematical genius in our country, and they all tried to recruit him for math. But when this happened, his family sat down with him, and mind you, Gerson was a German Jew. And his family, he lost his entire family in the Holocaust 30 years later, but these family members, they all sat down with him, and they all discussed what he should do for a living when this came about, and they all decided that he should go into medicine and become a doctor. because they felt that's where he would have the greatest impact on humanity. And here we are over 100 years later talking about Dr. Gerson, who could have had the greatest impact on humanity to this day when it comes to the successful treatment and cure of advanced diseases. So anyway, he goes into university, starts studying medicine, and he's suffering with such severe debilitating migraine headaches that he has to lock himself in a room for, you know, 3 to 4 days at a time in a dark room to get rid of these migraine headaches. So he sets out to cure himself of these migraine headaches by altering his diet, taking out the standard high sugar, high fat, high salt diet that was standard of the German diet and certainly standard in the American diet of today. Well, he cured himself altering his diet of his migraine headaches. So he opens up a clinic when he graduates. He opens up a clinic and starts treating people with this migraine diet. When one person comes back to him completely cured of their skin tuberculosis, so now he starts to focus his treatment on not just, you know, migraine headache and these minor debilitating conditions that people were coming in with. Now he turns it to tuberculosis, which, mind you, at this time, back in 1900, was ravaging out throughout Europe, killing at least 1 million people during that time period. Well, he embarked on a study with a man named Ferdinand Sauerbruch, who was the most renowned thoracic surgeon in Europe at the time, who was the man doing surgery on these tuberculosis patients. Well, he embarked on a study with Dr. Sauerbruch, and Dr. Sauerbruch told him if he could cure but one case of these tuberculosis patients, terminal tuberculosis patients, he would believe everything that Dr. Gerson had to say. Well, that on this study of 460 terminal tuberculosis patients, Gerson cured 456 of them. And so it had been announced throughout Europe at that time that a cure for tuberculosis had been found. Well, when Hitler came to power, and again, Gerson was a German Jew, he fled Germany. He fled to France. When Germany invaded France, he fled to Manhattan, and he set up practice in Manhattan. While he was in Manhattan, a woman who had heard about his tuberculosis treatment had... Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. We're going into a break. We're talking about tuberculosis during the early days of Adolf Hitler. We're talking about a cure for tuberculosis. Dr. Patrick Vickers is with us. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. Link to Dr. Patrick Vickers on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparers.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparers.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1239.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1272.45, $636.23 for a half ounce, or $318.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1272.45, $636.23, and $318.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Patrick Vickers is with us, and we're talking about cancer, the Gerson therapy. And we're talking about tuberculosis and during the early days of Adolf Hitler. Dr. Vickers, please continue.
Yeah, so as I was saying, that after he opened up his clinic and was treating people with migraine headaches and other, you know, petty conditions, it became renowned that he could now cure advanced terminal tuberculosis. Well, he flees Germany, flees France to escape Hitler and the Holocaust, sets up practice in Manhattan, just around the corner from Memorial Sloan Kettering, one of the largest cancer research institutes in the world. Well, while he was practicing in Manhattan, a woman had heard that he was practicing there, and she had terminal cancer of the stomach, the gallbladder, and the liver. And she begged him for his tuberculosis treatment, and three times he refused her. Because he knew even back then, around 1930, 1940, the political consequences of treating cancer in the United States with diet and nutrition. And he knew the risks that if he did treat this publicly, that he could lose his licensure and be ostracized from medicine forever. Well, she continued to implore him to give her his treatment. Finally, he agreed to do it in secret. And he cured this woman of her terminal cancer. And he said at that point he could no longer turn his face away from this deadly scourge of cancer, regardless of the consequences. And he dedicated the rest of his life to curing cancer. And it was at that point on that he became a marked man from modern medicine, the AMA, the pharmaceutical industry, and the U.S. government. And by the time he died in 1959, he'd lost his membership to the New York State Medical Society. They took his license away from him. The U.S. government and the pharmaceutical industry, riding on the backs of the media, they censored him day in and day out. In fact, when you hear me lecture in Missouri, I go through three specific governmental meetings, U.S. governmental meetings, where Dr. Gerson's name and his name only was kept from the American and world public because he was emphatically, beyond a shadow of a doubt, reversing virtually every single disease, including terminal cancer.
Before we continue, there are a lot of people who are very interested in what you're talking about and interested in the potential for them to be cured of their type of cancers. Can we tell our class right now what the potential for curing various types of cancers might be?
Yes, absolutely. As I've said before on your show, we're the only ones in medical history to have a peer-reviewed study proving the ability to reverse advanced terminal cancer. It was called the Gerson Melanoma Study. We chose melanoma because it's the deadliest cancer you can have. In that study, we proved, in terminal melanoma, we proved a 40% cure rate. Now, that's on the basic Gerson therapy. We've added things to the Gerson therapy in the last 15 years that have increased those clinical outcomes. But in the basic Gerson therapy alone with melanoma, we proved a 40% cure rate. We can get similar cure rates in a lot of the reproductive cancers, ovarian, prostate, cervical cancer, uterine cancer. Some of the harder cancers to cure are things like leukemia, are things like pancreatic cancer. But we also have great success in lymphomas, breast cancer. You know, that's getting to be a little more difficult to cure, but with our advanced protocols, we're getting great success with breast cancer, especially if we can do those advanced protocols right into the breast. But if I had to throw percentages out, on the basic Gerson therapy, we're getting anywhere from, let's say, a 25 to a 45% cure rate in advanced cancers. With the advanced protocols, we're getting anywhere from 40% even upwards of 60 to 65%, depending on the cancer.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah, those numbers are outrageous. I mean, these are terminal cancers. We're not talking stage one, stage two. We're talking terminal cancer, patients been sent home to die.
How would the numbers change if we were talking about stage one or stage two and we weren't talking about advanced cancer stages? When we come back, let's talk about that. Dr. Patrick Vickers, he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. You're going to get a chance to meet him. He's going to be doing part one and part two seminars each day. So you're going to get a chance to spend 2 hours each day in seminars with Dr. Patrick Vickers. And then you'll be able to see him at his booth. 2 days plus Friday at the banquet dinner. We'll be right back.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What is today's hot?
Well, you've got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Patrick Vickers is with us. He's going to be with us for the 2 full hours of USA Prepares today. This broadcast is so important because so many families have received the bad news about cancer. And it looks to me like the state that has the least cancers of the United States, it looks like it's Alaska. And then second, and that would be Alaska with 3,290 predicted cases in 2013. North Dakota would be next at 3,510. It's everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And Dr. Patrick Vickers, I received a call from a man who is probably going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. And he was telling me his wife has reproductive type cancers. And, you know, it's amazing. I talk to a lot of people, and either they've been treated for cancer, they have cancer, or they believe they're in remission. It's stunning. It is absolutely stunning how widespread cancer really is. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's every state. There is no state that doesn't have it. Not one. Not one. So when you receive these calls, these telephone calls, are many of them, are most of them in the final stages of cancer where there's all hope of traditional, we'll call it, of Western medicine care have been exhausted and it's like go home to die? Is that the type of calls that you get?
90% of our patients, if not more, are in that condition. And the reason why is because when diagnosed with cancer, they didn't understand that they had other options available to them. And so they were abused and brutalized by the medical profession with chemo, surgery, and radiation. And then when they finally realized that that didn't work, they were sent home to die. So they go on the internet frantically searching for something that could possibly and potentially cure them. And if they're lucky enough to come across the Gerson therapy and lucky enough to overcome the false things that are put out there by the pharmaceutical and medical industry about the Gerson therapy, those are the patients that end up coming to us. So 90% or more of our patients are those patients in terminal states. And it's a shame because had they come to us as the first line of defense, they would have been well on their way, if not completely cured at that point by the time they would be calling us. Because it is roughly a 2-year process.
The thing that I don't understand is that some of these cancer treatments, we'll call them the chemo, the surgery, and the radiation. If we're talking about the chemo, some of these chemo treatments could cost $1,000 or more per treatment. And why is it that the insurance companies don't say, hey, look, this is crazy. Let's just get a bus, and we'll put everybody on it, and we'll go right down to Dr. Patrick Vickers' treatment center. Why wouldn't they do that? What's wrong with them?
Well, money talks. I mean, look, the cancer, the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry is a $1 trillion-per-year industry. It's 18% of the American GDP. So certainly the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry that's getting their cut of the action on that, they're not going to want anything that cures cancer. Certainly the United States government, who benefits off of taxes, they're not going to want to see that industry go by the wayside. And if you're a politician, do you want 18% of the workforce to be obliterated? Because that would put us now at like 25% unemployment rate when you consider that 20% of the United States workforce is employed in modern medicine. I mean, if you obliterate that industry, which we would more than likely do, at least 90% of it, you could create, you know, serious upheaval in the system that's been created. So it doesn't pay to cure. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in, and that's why, you know, more and more people are seeking out alternative medicine because it doesn't work, and they're coming to that realization. And the more that people come to us, the more ferociously the United States government and the pharmaceutical industry try to come down upon us and other natural therapies as well.
We have a post on the website, and it's stunning to me. This woman was on the operating table, and they were going to harvest her organs for donation. You know, they were going to cut her apart and give her pieces to various individuals that could use them. And as the procedure started, she opened her eyes. It's like, uh-oh, she's alive. Now what?
Yeah.
Big problem. I mean, I am terrified to go to the hospital. I mean, you read these. I mean, that's class, usapreparis.com, page one, okay, if you want to read that article. I'm not kidding. Okay, so how do we convince people that maybe, I know people who've had the surgery. I know people, you know, you've got cancer, so we'll just cut it out. Well, it's always the same. Oh, yeah, the surgery was a success, and the doctor feels that we got it all. And then a month later, it's, well, we didn't get it all. We're going to go back in and get it all. And then they go back, and the answer is, well, we almost got it all the second time.
Yeah, well,
how do we get?
Let me go back to something that you had addressed before the break, and that was, well, what if it's stage one or stage two cancer? Well, then, you know, what are your success rates then? And the answer to that is, look, somebody comes to us with stage one, stage two cancer, and they do the Gerson therapy, it's nearly 100%. I mean, that's the fact. And here's the deception of cure rates within modern medicine. See, they base their cure rates on something called the 5-year survival rate. And they don't distinguish between stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four cancers. All those cancers are bundled into that 5-year survival rate. And they're no dummy. Why do you think they came up with the 5-year survival rate? Well, because 90% of the people that do come to them in the beginning are stage one, stage two cancers. That's changing. More and more people now are coming in with terminal cancer, but a majority of their cases are stage one, stage two cancers. And if you cut out their tumors, if you douse them with chemotherapy and radiation, you can take those stage one, stage two patients beyond 5 years. You can keep them alive beyond 5 years. But here's the funny thing. And no, actually, it's not funny, but here's the irony, is that the majority of patients coming to us with terminal cancer are those people who were stage one, stage two, 6, 7 years ago. Because the classic amount of time that you can keep people alive using chemotherapy and radiation that have had stage one and stage two cancer, you can keep them alive usually about 6 to 7 years. And then it's right around that time frame that it comes back with a vengeance. Because when it comes back at that time, it's usually terminal cancer. So that's the deception of modern medicine statistics. When you Google some big cancer hospital, and they'll tell you, oh, our cancer patients have a 5-year survival rate of 60 to 70%. That's true. And it's those stage one, stage two cancers that they've been able to keep alive. But what they don't tell you is what happens at that 6th or 7th year. It doesn't matter because it's technically a cure because they've gone beyond that 5-year survival rate.
Let's talk about the basic foundations of the therapy. What does a person expect to see from this in terms of, well, what is the therapy?
Yeah, well, on your last commercial break, there was a commercial that said disease isn't caused by a lack of pharmaceutical drugs. It's caused by a lack of proper nutrition. And that's exactly what the problem is, ultimately. Yes, we're in an extremely toxic environment. And when we're in this toxic environment of depleted food, depleted water, toxic air, that increases the nutritional requirements within our body. So when you realize that we're not getting those nutrients that we need to combat those, you know, that increase in toxicity in our environment, we're actually eating more depleted foods that are devoid of all those nutrients. So the first thing you have to look at when treating these advanced diseases, you must bombard the body with pure, raw, organic nutrition. And our patients are getting 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables every single day, 20 pounds. People say, well, I can't eat 20 pounds of fruits and vegetables every day. And the answer is, well, you're not going to. Our patients are getting 13 fresh-pressed organic juices every single day, one every hour from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. when they go to bed. And they're also getting three meals each day, three well-cooked organic meals. So that's the foundations of the Gerson therapy. But there's two other things that must be addressed. One is the issue of toxicity. These patients and all of us in general, we are so toxic today from all of these things that we've put into our environment. If we don't address the issue of toxicity, we cannot cure the cancer. If we just the juices and the food, we would probably actually do more harm than good because the amount of toxicity that's generated from the process of healing alone would cause the patient to go into chemotoxic shock. So we must address the issues of toxicity. How do we do that? The most potent way to detoxify the liver, and this is this has been proven over and over again, is a coffee enema. There is nothing greater than a coffee enema to detoxify the liver. And people say, now, come on, I've heard everything. That's ridiculous. Well, listen to this. The Merck Manual, which is the medical doctor's Bible, in the Merck Manual, up until 1984, the coffee enema was in the medical doctor's Bible as a legitimate means of detoxifying the body. But they took it out in 1984 because it no longer fit in their paradigm of toxic drugs and toxic surgeries and radiation. So they took it out and replaced it and made more space so they could start adding more pharmaceutical drugs. But we give our patients coffee enemas, and it's with specifically roasted organic coffee that we use in order to increase the nutraceuticals within the coffee that benefit the detoxification process. So that's the other thing that we must address apart from the nutrition is the detoxification. And the third part of that is the supplementation, which we can go into after the break.
Yeah, let's do that. Dr. Patrick Vickers is with us. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. There's a link on the website, usapreparedness.com, gersontreatment.com, G-E-R-S-O-N, treatment.com. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is usapreparedness.com, Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19th. 20 and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPrepares.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPrepares.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Patrick Vickers is with us, and he's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. He's also going to be with us for the next hour. Right here at USAPreparers.com. Dr. Vickers, we have an email that we received from one of our class. This person is a middle-aged person, had a melanoma from a mole. It was operated on, cut out about 5 years ago. The doctor checked the lymph nodes, the central nodes, and he says he got it all. They yep. always do. And the question is, 5 years later, the person appears to be healthy, eats well, and what should the person do?
Well, the person certainly wants to rely on the foundations of the Gerson therapy to keep themselves well. You know, that's melanoma is aggressive. Eventually, if it's not treated properly, it's going to take over. Especially melanoma, it's the most aggressive cancer you can have. But notice he said that he changed his diet. It sounds like he's eating better. That's crucial, very crucial. I mean, that's the foundations of what we do. So, but, you know, like I said, the foundations of the Gerson therapy will protect that man for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's a really good point because that was one of the questions that I had. You know, a lot of what we can do seems to be apply the foundations just for those of us who are healthy and probably don't have cancer yet or might not get cancer. Maybe we're the one out of the two that does not get cancer. And to improve our likelihood of staying healthy and not getting a cancer, we should just apply the foundations of the Gerson therapy?
Absolutely. I mean, if you rely on a diet that's 80% organic fruits and vegetables, if you apply a detoxification procedure on a regular basis and add some very specific supplements that will enhance what's considered mitochondrial activity, the production of energy on a cellular level, which is the whole secret behind our supplementation protocol, those foundations will prevent any kind of cancer down the road, or any disease for that matter.
Can you tell us the link that you've seen, that you've observed firsthand at your center in Mexico as compared with behavior? For example, smoking and cancer, toxic work environment and cancer. electrical power lines and electromagnetic radiation and cancer, use of a microwave oven and cancer, drinking of milk or eating chicken that's injected with growth hormones and cancer. Mm-hmm. Can you delineate for us what you've observed firsthand?
Well, it's hard to directly link those things because no studies or observations have really been done on it. But I can tell you what we're starting to see with some certain cancers are very strange links. Like, we see a lot of pancreatic cancer around the agricultural industry, like chemical pesticides and stuff. For some reason, people who live in those environments, we're seeing them come down with pancreatic cancer. We are seeing more and more lung cancer in non-smokers. Non-smokers. What's that telling you? Well, that's telling you, obviously, we're breathing in stuff that we're not supposed to be breathing in. But we're finding a link now with a lot of lung cancers in non-smokers that they have abnormally high levels of radon in their homes. And so you might want to start getting your house checked for radon, and I think it emanates from the basements and stuff from the ground. So
it does.
Those are links that we're seeing. Leukemias are benzenes, like paint, things with these artificial aromas, and high nitrates, like foods that are treated with nitrates, like all your dried meats, your hot dogs, your beef jerkies, all those things are being linked to leukemias as well.
Wow. Well, class, it's what you thought. It's what you thought. You just got it confirmed. Dr. Patrick Vickers. He's going to stay with us. He's going to be with us for the next hour. And we're going to talk about the procedures. We're going to be talking about what you eat. We're going to talk about meat. We're going to talk about the supplements. And we're going to talk about how long does it take to reverse advanced terminal cancer. And we're going to talk about other diseases. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.